maintains the station, which is what ads would pay for, but we're required to do PSAs just to have like a radio license, I assume.
What are your free vegetarian starter kit?
What? Can you guys just summarize this one? I don't think I've seen this.
It says to Google free vegetarian starter kit.
You hear that, everybody? Do that.
Doing that right now.
Well, I'm seeing how many people are getting this. Oh, six. Okay, cool. We bounce back.
We're gonna crash the site.
We're gonna flood this website with traffic now that our show is endorsing it.
Ooh, now they've swapped to a free vegan starter kit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start a competing free carnivore starter kit. It's gonna be great. I'm just gonna send you a bunch of beef. A bunch of raw beef in the mail.
A jerky only diet.
Yeah.
You can get scabies.
Just videos of scabies. Chickens in like very enclosed spaces.
Yeah. Oh man. Are either of you a vegetarian?
Nope.
I don't think so. Yeah. I'm trying to be. I'm trying to get there.
I'd like to arrive at the point where at least I could do it.
Right.
But where I still won't because I don't want to.
Yeah. I think like probably 3 or 4 days out of the week I'm meatless.
Yeah, I mean,
more by coincidence than anything else, but still, you know, it's something.
I know it's like the right thing to do.
Exactly.
For the health and for the planet, but it's like sometimes sometimes a meal doesn't feel complete without meat.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Like it's, I don't know. It's just like a good thing to like round things out.
Yeah.
In my head, I guess.
Ah, and just nothing feels like meat, you know?
This has gotten weird.
This has been mouth sounds.
I wonder what the viewership is now. It's gotten up to 75.
Yeah, it's tripled. I know. It's everyone's still here.
You didn't lose them?
I like to. So we get stats on who's listening, at least on their computers. I don't know about the cars, but we get at least stats from people listening digitally. And I always basically assume that somebody just left their laptop open while they're like, you know, doing something else, like making out or taking a poop or something, you know. So I don't think there are actually 6 people hearing our words right now, but there are at least 6 computers open with this going. We should probably wrap up. I think Charlie is the guy after us, and he's usually a couple minutes late, but we should probably at least start wrapping up. Do you guys have any upcoming things? I know there's the major show on Friday, 9:30, Barnum, right? Do you guys have any other events or organizations or whatever that you'd like to plug?
My friend and I lied our way into a Vineyard Vines, shooting a Vineyard Vines commercial, so.
Really? Wait,
check that out.
What?
I don't wear Vineyard Vines. I don't know.
Wait, Brandon, hold on. This is a story that needs to be told really quick. What are you talking about?
All right, so my friend is on this website where they just have a bunch of, like, freelance jobs and stuff.
Okay.
And then, like, this required someone who's very passionate about Vineyard Vines, the clothing brand, and, like, who has a lot of experience in, like, video making and editing. And we are none of those, but we applied anyway. We got the job. So now he wants a drone.
Wait, you have to edit it, too, or...?
We have to film and edit, like, a video.
Oh, I thought you meant you wanted onto, like, a real one that was...
Oh, no.
So you wandered away onto... You are now going to produce a Vineyard Vines commercial.
Yeah.
What?
I think we're just going to take a time-lapse of boats and then put, like, a Vineyard Vines logo.
How much dough are you seeing from this?
I think, like, $50.
So really?
25 each.
Wow.
Oh, 25
but
total.
But also with the possibility to become a brand ambassador.
Ooh.
So if you see me around Tufts wearing Vineyard Vines.
Oh, when you said brand ambassador, I heard like Brandon.
A brand
ambassador. a brand ambassador, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Holy cow. Okay, yeah, look out for that commercial to drop. That's wild. Okay, Archie, anything where people might see you or...
I'm on the bonus track of an old Guster album, if that's...
What?
Yeah.
What is this? Guster went to Tufts,
yeah,
right?
They went to Tufts.
What are you doing? What do you mean you're on the bonus track of an old Guster album?
Well, I guess they were producing one of their albums in Nashville, and one of my neighbors is a producer.
Sure.
So they just, like, got all the kids from the neighborhood to, like, be in this, like, children's chorus for the bonus track.
Wait, what's the song?
It's, like, Now It's Summertime or something like that. It's on the album that has a hummingbird on it.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, is Guster an old band, or...?
No, they're around. I'd say they're maybe not in their heyday, but they're pretty young. Album with a hummingbird on it.
Yeah.
See one with a bug. Oh, yes. Keep It Together. Keep It Together.
Yeah, Two at a Time, Hidden Track.
Two at a Time, Hidden Track. Hold on. All right. We're going to close with this. We're going to send out with this. You guys are going to hear my buddy Archie as a child.
At a very high voice at that point in time.
I can't wait to hear it. All right. This has been Our Comedy Electric. Sorry, Brennan couldn't make it. You know, we got Brandon Lee. We got Archie Troxel. We got a great time. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This is great. Going to leave you with some Guster. Here, I'm just going to do that. Electric Hour Q. Take care. Have a good week. Come to Major Undecided on Friday. Keep it together. All right.
Here we go.
weird and wonderful world of tomorrow, we'll still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Out with other guys, he's the Maryland, a story from that guy who knows. I fell in love with my love story. yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
the cure. Bay, Long Island, rode a boy with a six-pack in his hand, and his daring life of crime made him a legend in his time, east and west of the Rio Grande.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on? The risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight. I'll say goodnight.
while she can. Oh, get back, get back to where you once belong. Get back to where you once belong. Get back, Loretta.
Go home.
You were working on-
believe it when I hear that you won't see me. Don't you want me? You know I don't believe you when you say that you don't need me.
Been fishing in the sea. You smell like a whale and you're lit like a Christmas tree. You're so in love with her, why you calling me? You wanna see a dog? Oh, you wanna see a lady? Say her name again, and I'll show you that. I guess I put on quite a show. I guess I made a spectacle. It wasn't me, it was a fair case of vertigo. So you just give my regards to her. You say you got a purple heart. Well, I'm a prisoner of war. Well, I ordered my own today. It'll be delivered by four. Don't wanna salute to you anymore. You wanna see a bag, count their money. You wanna see a prophet shoot their own damn limb. You just say her name again, and I might go on dim. I guess I put on quite a show. I guess I made a spectacle. It wasn't me, it was a bad case of vertigo. So you just give my regards. Said she'd never let me go. I guess I put on quite a show. It wasn't me, it was a bad case of vertigo. So you just give my regards to her, 'cause I'm your entertainer.
95.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's when it's calling me back
up before the dawn. watch me moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a slave without a chain, just the thought of those sweet ladies as they shiver through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few. Just as well.